اللهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه ومن سن بسنته الى يوم الدين. اما بعد، ادير ست برادرز اند سيستر في الاسلام، السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. Continue our topic inshallah yesterday. We found actually in the Muslim community are a lot of violations related to marriage. We receive a lot of questions actually from the community. Even after marriage, we have problems between the husband and wife. And the reason of that, because the brother actually sometimes he put the wife and put the wife with the mother. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command us to respect and to be beautiful to our parents, especially the mother. But we found some action will be taken later. When the mother, she asked her son to divorce his wife. And why he divorced his wife? Because the mother doesn't like the girl anymore. And the brother came to me and asked me all the time, brother, what can I do? My mother, she told me, divorce your wife. Subhanallah, la hawla la quwwata illa billah al-'aliyyil 'azhim. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث شريف: لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. There is no any obedience for any creatures while you disobey your Lord. If the woman, she has nothing come out from the woman, and the woman, she's righteous, she prayed the salah, he cannot obey the mother at all. Now why? Because the mother dealing with the girl related to that she want the girl or she want the son to be her baby the rest of his life. And when he tries to satisfy his wife, the mother all the time get involved in this case. We know, yes, we have to divide ourselves between our mother and the wife. There is no relation between both of them. Allah command you to treat your wife in a good manner. And in the meantime also Allah command you to be beautiful to your mother. But if your mother proceeds or exceed the red light, we have to stop there. Because the brother, he claimed that his mother, she will be angry and she will curse him the rest of his life if he doesn't divorce the wife. This is a very, 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 big problem for the community today. And I advise the brother, I told him, don't divorce your wife, even if your mother, she said, I'm going to curse you or not to be satisfied about you, don't obey your mother, because if there was no problem with the wife, you cannot divorce her to satisfy your mother. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commands us to be fair and just in this life. We asked a question about related brother Haider yesterday, actually asked this and opened this topic, which is very important for all of us. And he found actually, he asked about the mahr and the dowry for the girl. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala command us to pay dowry for the girl. If anybody give me the Quran, inshaAllah ta'ala, ayah number 4, Surah An-Nisa, ayah number 4. Surah An-Nisa, ayah number 4. I need the translation of English. The one at the ship site, you have it over there, the translation in English. الله تبارك وتعالى سيد سورة النساء: وآتوا النساء صدقاتهن نحلة فإن طبن لكم عن شيء منه فكلوه هنيئا مريئا. سورة النساء, if anyone of you review, you want to review سورة النساء, سورة النساء, سورة number 4 and آية number 4. الله تبارك وتعالى says about the command of the dowry, which became obligation for the Muslim male actually, because we found ourselves to follow the tradition more than the Islam. قال تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: وآت النساء صدقاتهن نحلة فإن طبن لكم عن شيء منه نفسا فكلوه هنيئا مريئا. Who need to read the translation, Sheikh?
Thank you. and give the woman a marriage their dower as an obligation. But if they of their own good pleasure relate any part of it to you, take it and enjoy it with right good cheer.
This is for all of you for reviewing, inshallah ta'ala. The ayah from Surah Al-Nisa. And Allah mentioned also in Surah Al-Ma'idah also, إِذَا آتَيْتُمُوهُنَّ أُجُورَهُنَّ مُحْصِنِينَ غَيْرَ مُسَافِحِينَ وَلَا مُتَّخِذِ أَخْدَانٍ. If you give them their dowry, أُجُورَهُنَّ, with the condition to be محصنين. Muhsan, the man who has to be like a good man, who known in the community that he has a good manner, not known that he has a girlfriend or anything, وَلَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. So, it is obligation for the Muslim to give the woman dowry. We found there is something mistake and wrong in a community, error in a community. When we found the woman, she is the one, she gives her husband the dowry. This is the Hindu's tradition. Allah commands you if you are able. يَا مَعْشَرَ الشَّبَابِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ مِنْكُمِ الْبَاءَةَ فَلْيَتَزَوَّجُ. The Prophet addresses to the young men, who is able financially among you, go and marry. That means that husbands are obligated in Islam to marry the woman with dowry. Number two, to prepare the house for her and to give her the shelter and the clothes and support her financially. That is in Islam. We don't look for any kind of tradition. There is a certain obligation today in a community decide that the woman, she has to give half a million rubles for her husband in order to marry. Subhanallah, who support who and who married who? So this is the wrong formula in Islam. Therefore, related to this ayah again, you are obligated to give the dowry. You remember the Prophet ﷺ, when a man, a poor man came to the Prophet ﷺ, and a woman came, offer herself to the Messenger of Allah. She needs to be, to bestow herself to the Messenger of Allah. And the Prophet ﷺ turned his face to the other side, he doesn't want her. Then the man, he stood up, قال زوجني إياها يا رسول الله. Let me marry her. قال هل معك شيء? Do you have anything to offer for her? Yeah, he said, wallahi, I don't have anything. He said, قَلْ مَعْكَ إِلْتَمِسْ وَلَوْ خَاتِمًا مِنْ حَدِيدٍ. Over her, even a ring from iron. He said, I don't have it. قَالَ هَلْ مَعْكَ شَيْءٍ close to give it to her? He said, وَاللَّهِ لَا أَمْلِكُ إِلَّا ثَوْبِي. Wallahi, I have nothing except my clothes. He's not going to take the clothes and give it to him and leave him walking naked in the street. So what happened is, قَالَ مَا مَعَكْ What did you have? قَالَ لَيْسَ مَعِي شَيْءٍ إِلَّا مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. I have nothing except I memorize some ayat from the Quran. قَالَ عَلِّمْهَا إِيَّا. He can teach her the Quran. So that means the Muslims are obligated to give a dowry for them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't obligate you to pay certain money. Because sometimes they calculate it based on how much salary you make. If you make a higher salary, the dowry will be hard. If you make a low salary, that dowry will be low. There is no any certain percentage actually for to give the woman a base to the salary of the man or base what he has the salary. The dowry could take any form. Could be a liquid money, could be apartment, could be a house, could be a farm, could be a car, could be anything you give it to the woman in order to marry her. But the dowry of obligation for the man. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah, Surah An-Nisa, وَآتِ النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلَةً. Give nihla as Ibn Abbas, give their صَدُقَاتِ وَهِنَّ قَمْ صَدَقَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ It means their dowry. Nihla, Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه وارضه ومجاهد وأم المؤمنين عائشة in tafsir they said, فريضة. فريضة it means فرض. Allah make it like a فرض for the Muslim to give it to the woman. Nihla, عَنْ فَرَادٍ with full satisfaction. Not to look because there is a shilling here. Sometimes, the brother says, the person who came and he has a good job. And how much exactly we need from you, $150,000 as a dowry. He agreed about it, but he has the intention, after marriage, to just take the money again from the woman. Or, the father takes the money from the girl. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he said in this ayah, he belonged to the woman. You come, you are not allowed to take any money from this dowry. It belongs to the woman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like dayn, like a loan. You are all your wife, any kind, it's upon the agreement. It could be $1,000, it could be $500, it could be $100, it could be $5,000, it could be $50,000. It's upon the agreement between the husband and the family of the girl. There is no certain percentage. You understand? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that قَالَ لَا تُغَالُوا فِي الْمُغُورِ. Don't make the dowry very high, because if you make the dowry very high, it will make it will be difficult for the man to actually to pay, and it will be difficult for the man in order to abandon the marriage and leave the marriage completely and go according to his own desire, because he is not able to marry. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم فإن لم تفعلوا تكن فتنة وفساد في الأرض. If you don't accept, we're going to talk about the kafa'a. Kafa'a, what means kafa'a? You choose the man based to his deen. إِن جَاءَكُمْ مَنْ تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَ. Two things you can concentrate to choose the man for your daughter. Two things. They call it kafa'a, the qualification, in order to choose the man. How you choose him? دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَ. His deen, he has a deen, and khuluq. What is the deen here? Known that he prays all the part. There is a big mistake when the father accepts any man, and he's not praying. Because the chosen today, it will be based to what he exactly his career and salary. He's a doctor, he's an engineer, he's a director, he's a manager. And when you look for these people, they don't pray at all. The ulama said here, if any father go based to the career or the business or the how much he has or something like that, and he ignoring the deen, for example, he married her for somebody who doesn't pray, for example. The ulama said that عقد النكاح باطل. The contract of marriage will be false. Will be not valid. Why? Because الفرق بيننا وبينهم الصلاة. The difference between us and them, the Christian and Jews, الصلاة. من أقامها فقد أقام الدين. ومن تركها فقد ترك الدين. So any sister, even if she found her husband doesn't pray anymore, she has to stand up to fear Allah تبارك وتعالى, because not allowed for kafir to marry a Muslim woman. The difference, in order to marry your daughter, you must look for the person who utter as-salah wa zakah. Utter as-salah and zakah. Because the ayah here, I found it for you also. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَا بَيْنَ الرَّجُلِ مَا بَيْنَ الْكُفْرِ كُفْرِ وَمَا بَيْنَ الرَّجُلِ وَبَيْنَ الْكُفْرِ طَالِعَ الْأَصْلَاةِ. Between the kufr and the man is a salah. That means if you open the salah, you will be Muslim. If you doesn't open a salah, that means you will be kafir, and you cannot accept any kafir to marry your daughter. Haram, the contract. And the ayah came clearly in Surah Al-Tawbah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said clearly, فَإِن تَابُوا وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ فإخوانكم في الدين. فإن تابوا وأقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة فإخوانكم في الدين. فإن تابوا, the condition here, that means any Muslim leave a الصلاة and doesn't pay a الزكاة, and he rejected to make the salah, to pray or to give the زكاة, he will be kafir. The condition is, in order to bring him as a brother in Islam, as a Muslim, he has to make tawbah, number one, and he has to offer a salah, and he has to pay a zakah, in order to consider them that your brother in Islam. Other way, he's not qualified to marry your daughter. And if any woman, her husband reject a salah and reject a zakah, these two especially, she has to stand up and advise him first. And has to be patient. If he refused to offer a salah and to pay a zakah, That means Islamically, he's not qualified for her to be a husband. We should separate both of them from each other because he rejected a salah and he rejecting to pay a zakat. That is actually we need to consideration. Related to the mahra again, nobody allowed to take any percentage of the mahr of the dowry from the girl. Her father, her mother, her uncle, whoever supported her before, to take percentage of the dowry, it's haram, this kind of money to take it. But Allah said in the ayah, فَإِن طِبْنَ لَكُمْ طِبْنَ لَكُمْ meaning, if the woman, she agreed, or she said, you know, she found her husband is a good husband, and he worked very hard, and she want to drop back off the dowry. Because sometimes, as the brother ever yesterday said, sometimes the family ask a very high dowry, like 50,000. And the man doesn't have $50,000. He said, wallahi, I have $10,000 now, and $40,000 will be later. Meaning if he has intention to play game later and to eat or swallow this money and never pay to the girl, it will be guilty in the front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be in severe punishment in the day of the judgment, because this is like dying, like loan. But if the woman later she has like children from this man and they after that she found her husband is a good husband voluntarily by herself without asking from her husband, if she will have drop off this part of the rest of the money, by full satisfaction for the woman, she has right to do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that in the rest of the ayat. Or she dropped part of it. She said, okay, you owe me 40,000, I will make it $5,000 because Brother Sayyid, you are a very nice man, and I saw you support me, you support my children, so I dropped everything, give me $5,000. She dropped rest of it, and she accepted what part, it's up to the woman. Number two, if the father believes this idea, like tradition, to take the dowry and put it in his pocket, because he's going to pay a lot of money for the girl to buy some furniture or to buy anything, and he bought it, and actually, that is we have to make differences between house and furniture and dowry. Dowry, as I cleared yesterday, dowry is belonging to the girl. She doesn't have to take this dowry and to pay or any furniture to buy furniture or to buy anything for the house. The husband, he has to buy the furniture or to have to buy everything related to the house. Dowry is related to the woman because the marriage is built in trust by the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So in order to enjoy the woman, you have to give her the dowry. Belong to her pocket. Not to first her, I give you $450,000, go now, I need four rooms for furniture. There's nothing like this. You have to be divided between the dowry and exactly the expenses of the house. This is totally different, inshallah ta'ala. So it's up to the girl itself. If she want to drop some of it or drop all of it after marriage, the rest of the dowry, that's up to her voluntarily without forcing the girl to take anything.
Question?
No.
Now, if the guy promised to give like 10,000.
Give the what?
He promised like, you're gonna say to the girl, okay, I'm gonna give you 10,000 for love. Now I have 2,000. I give you that. Later on, the man don't have nothing. It's a very simple bargain. Ask him who needs one. And finally, the man say, okay, I don't have any more money, you still give me that time, I divorce you.
Yes, it would be guilty, brother, because I said again exactly the dowry is belong to the man.
You don't have any money.
You are able. Later on, just to tell her, I don't have money now, but that doesn't mean to give you permission in order to escape from the responsibility. This is belong to Allah.
No, the problem is he doesn't have.
She has to be patient until he has. Unless she is satisfied and she says, go, I forgive you.
The lady gives you half that. The lady gives you half that.
Let me answer you. I took $2,000 from $2,000 from Brother Haider. $2,000. And then after that, Brother Haider, he asked me for the 2,000 dollars. I told him, I'm going to give it after 2 months, 6 months. He came and asked about his money. And I told him, I don't have. Exactly the same situation, I don't have. And then after that, he told the Brother Haider, I need my money. And he insists he needs his money. I don't have it. No. This is a mean actually to take me, to take the responsibility from me and the Brother Haider. I forced him to leave the money. What about if he needs his money? If he doesn't leave it voluntarily for me, I said, you know, I know your situation, so and so, though I forgive you. You have an idea. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never prayed the Salat al-Janazah unless he asked first, هَلْ عَلَىٰ أَخِيكُمْ مِنْ دَيْنِ. Is your brother owe any money to anybody? If they said yes, he owe money, he said, go ask your family member first. If his family member doesn't have, he said, اِسْتُدُّ الدَّيْنَ عَنْ أَخِيكُمْ. Pay the debt for your brother. He never breaks Salat al-Janazah. Same thing, ya akhi. This dowry is belong to the soul. If the woman insists and she needs the money and the man is in difficulty, I understand the man in difficulty, he has no job, so and so, he told her, be patient, I don't have until I work and I give it to you. But this is not in taking you the responsibility to tell her, listen, I don't have a job, go to hell, I'm not going to give you anything. You cannot do that. You cannot do that. Had to give her dowry. And if you don't give her the dowry, it will be in a day of the judgment like you buy and you owe somebody exactly like everybody else. Because you enjoy the woman forward to this dowry. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alam.
Okay, what about if the person dies and he didn't pay the whole dowry?
Somebody has to pay for the woman. You know, or actually for related to this, I forgot to tell you. If the man dies and he still owes the woman, dowry, part of the dowry. Before you distribute the money to the inheritors, you must deduct from this inheritance, from this money, the portion which belongs to the woman first before you give it to her children.
You don't have nothing.
So, we don't have nothing. Like again, we ask his family member, we ask the jama'at al-Muslimin, your brother owe money. This is, doesn't take the responsibility, Shaykh Abdullah. Doesn't take responsibility. Somebody has to pay for his debt, like he borrow money, regular money from somebody else. Same thing, like he owe his wife the dowry. Has to be like this. That's why I say you have to be agreement. Don't make too much dowry against the man. And he told him, $100,000 worth in the bank. I have a problem. Hear from this message. Was like 6 months between me and her husband. What happened is, they went against the man, $100,000. The woman she used to work like a nurse, she supported him in the college, in the medicine, until he graduated as a doctor, and he became rich. What happened? She asked for her dowry. He owed her $100,000. Divorced her. He left her. He doesn't want to hear anymore. But he left her for 1.5 years, doesn't exactly give her a right, doesn't support her at all, and he became a doctor. And then after what happened, divorce me, no, I'm not going to divorce you. Of course he doesn't want to divorce her, because legally, she has a legal document, she can go to the court, he owe her $100,000. I don't divorce her, I'm not going to divorce her. I picked up the phone. I told him, doctor, you cannot leave the woman like this, without support. You cannot leave the woman without giving her rights in bed. You cannot. The maximum is 4 months. You cannot leave your wife as punishment for 4 months. And then after that he told me, I'm not going to divorce her. I told her, I will make a khul'a. I will sever her from you. Because you are a transgressor. He told me, do whatever you like. I don't want to hear anything about her. Do whatever you like. So that means was a permission for me. I make khul'a for the woman. I severed her. Alright? After I informed him. And then after that, the woman, alhamdulillah, she has a husband now and she enjoyed with the husband in a different state. That's what should be. But Yashir, dowry belongs to the woman. Therefore, we don't have to make a lot of dowry. This is not fair in Islam to put like 100,000 days to become like a merchandise. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all of this. I think all this was still introduction. I have a lot of law today. But we don't have time, we will continue inshaAllah ta'ala in this topic inshaAllah ta'ala to clear all the ideas inshaAllah ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inshaAllah to make it easy for all of us inshaAllah ta'ala to understand the Islam inshaAllah ta'ala. Allahumma taqabbalna afdal minna, waj'alna sababan liman ihtada, Allahumma 'allimna ma 'allamtani katheeran min khalqik, waj'alna min ar-rashidin, waj'alna min alladhina yastami'una al-qawla fayattabi'una ahsana, Allahumma aghfir lana li Fatimat as-sa'ada ajma'in, Allahumma tub 'ala at-tائbin ya rabbal 'alamin, wa la tu'adzibna fa anta min ar-rahim, aghfir للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم اعف عن سيئاتنا إنك كنا من الظالمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم ابني لنا مسجدا يا رب العالمين. ووفقنا يا رب العشرات لبناء بيتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم وفقنا لبناء بيتك على القريب يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تجعل بيننا شقيا ولا محروما. واغفر لنا بالأعمال الصالحات أعمالنا وتوفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا مفتونين. واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. جزاكم الله خير. وبسمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أرجو أمرك إن شاء الله لا إله إلا أنت. نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.